Hi, this week the question is, does 1 Corinthians 7 grant permission for divorce? Let's look at the passage in question, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 10 and 11. Quote, "Now to the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord, a wife is not to depart from her husband. But even if she does depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband, and a husband is not to divorce his wife." End quote. Many Christians believe that this passage is actually giving permission for married couples to divorce for any reason whatsoever, provided they do not remarry while their former partner is still living. This also leads to three other assumptions. Number one, it is assumed that when a couple divorces for trivial causes, they're really still married in the eyes of God. Number two, it is assumed that when one of the divorce partners dies, the surviving partner is free to remarry. And number three, it's also assumed that when one of the divorce partners remarries or commits fornication, the other partner, who's still alive, is now free to remarry whomever they wish. Let's take each one of these assumptions one at a time. First, is the divorce in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10 and 11, is divorce being granted as a permission here? The answer is absolutely not. Read the passage again, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. "To the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord, a wife is not to depart from her husband." Verse 11 says, "A husband is not to divorce his wife." These are commands. These are not suggestions. Any wife who divorces her husband for a trivial cause is sinning and will face God in judgment for that. Any husband who divorces his wife for a trivial cause is sinning, and he will also face God in judgment. Why? Because marriage was designed to prevent loneliness, Genesis 2, verses 18 through 25, and it was designed to prevent fornication, 1 Corinthians 7, verses 1 through 5. By divorcing on trivial grounds, temptation for a sexual partner becomes a tremendous temptation. Jesus said this in Matthew 5, verse 32, "But I say to you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason, except sexual immorality, causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery." When a married man cheats on his wife, he makes himself an adulterer. But when a wife divorces an innocent husband, she causes him to commit adultery because in his loneliness and because of sexual desires, he will seek out another partner. The wife who divorced the innocent husband is the cause of his unfaithfulness when this happens. The wife will answer in judgment before God. The same is true if a husband divorces an innocent wife and she becomes tempted to seek another partner. Simply put, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10 plainly states a wife is not to divorce her husband on trivial grounds, and verse 11 says the same thing to the husband. Question, what about verse 11? Doesn't this verse imply that divorce is permissible as long as a remarriage does not occur? Well, the answer is absolutely not. Verse 11 is merely teaching a Christian how to correct the sin if they end up violating the first commandment. Observe carefully in verse 11, "Even if she does depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband." Now, if a Christian woman does not follow the instructions given in verse 10, she has sinned. We've already noticed that. In order to receive forgiveness, if she goes ahead and divorces anyway, to receive forgiveness, she must be reconciled to her former husband. This is a command. If it is impossible to be reconciled, she must remain unmarried for the remainder of her life. Now, question, what would prevent the woman from being reconciled? Well, her husband may have died, and therefore it's impossible to be reconciled now. Or her husband may have remarried someone else, and it's impossible to be reconciled now. In cases where it is impossible to be reconciled, the woman must remain single for the remainder of her life. Question, isn't the woman still married in the eyes of God when she divorces her husband? And if she's still married in the eyes of God, then when he dies, wouldn't she be free to marry someone else? The answer is absolutely not. The wife is not still married in the eyes of God when she divorces her husband. Read the passage again. Verse 11 says, if she does depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled. A woman cannot remain unmarried if she's still married in the eyes of God. When a divorce occurs, the woman is unmarried. She must now be reconciled to her former husband if it's possible. And if reconciliation is impossible, she must remain unmarried for the remainder of her life. Now, question, why is divorce for trivial causes forbidden? Well, there are three reasons. First, when a couple marries, they make vows before God that they will stay faithfully married to their spouse until death do us part, they say. Vows are permanent and binding. Ecclesiastes 5, verses 2 through 6, and Matthew 5, verse 37. Second, divorcing a partner causes that partner to become tempted, and the one divorcing is the cause of the resulting sexual sin, Matthew 5, verse 32. Third, divorcing a partner causes oneself to become tempted for companionship and for sexual fulfillment. And people divorcing innocent spouses find they have put themselves in a tempting position. In summary, I did not make the rules for divorce. Jesus did that. My job as a preacher of the gospel is to simply teach and report what the Lord taught. Our young people need premarital counseling before they make binding vows which will forever affect their lives. And our married couples need to be taught the requirements that they place themselves under by taking vows and becoming married in the first place. If you don't like the conclusions of this short study, then go shopping for another preacher who will surely give you permission to do as you please. But just remember that on Judgment Day, the Word of God will read then just like it reads now, in spite of a preacher who gives you permission to do otherwise. Think about that. Thank you for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words, willofthelord.com. And there, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.